Welcome to installment 279 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today we will once again discuss positive commandment number 236, the commandment governing all the laws of chevel, personal damages. We are repeating again the laws of chevel to correspond to the daily portion of Rambam learned in Mishnah Torah. And now we are in the middle of Hilchas Shechenim, the laws involving relations between neighbors. As the Rambam explains in his introduction to the laws of neighbors, that there is no specific biblical commandment to correspond to it. These laws deal with splitting up land between partners, and also damages which one neighbor could cause to another. Therefore, the corresponding mitzvah to this is the law of chevel, where damage is incurred by one person to another. In this mitzvah, the Rambam quotes the book of Exodus, chapter 21:18, which reads, "V'chi yiribun anoshim," when people are arguing, "V'hika ish es re'ehu," and one person strikes the other. The following verses then enumerate several forms of remuneration which must be paid to the damaged person. And the Rambam tells us that these are the different types of fines which have been prescribed by the Torah for someone that has been damaged. There are five specific areas for which fines are assessed, as we have discussed in the previous shiurim. There is, however, another verse which is a general commandment covering all sorts of fines. And this is the book of Leviticus, chapter 24:19, which states, "Kasher osa ken ye'ase lei," just like he did, so too you should do to him. This does not mean, of course, that if he caused damage to someone's eye, for example, that you should cause damage to his eye, but rather it's a general commandment that just as he has caused a certain amount of damage, so too he must be quote-unquote damaged by having to compensate for this damage. In other words, he must pay back for what he has done. Just as he has done something, you must do something back to him to compensate for that. The Rambam tells us that we have, by the oral tradition, that even should you only shame someone, not cause physical harm, but shame him, nevertheless, you collect money from him for the damage caused by the shame he has been forced to endure. And all of these types of knas, of fines that we have been discussing here, relate damage that one person has done to another. The Rambam tells us, however, that there are other types of fines that have been discussed. The fines which are incurred as a result of an animal damaging either a person or another animal. Incidentally, we should mention here that the standard version of the text of Sefer HaMitzvahs indicates that damages a person causes to an animal or an animal causes to a person. However, this has been corrected after comparison with other handwritten versions of the Rambam's work, that if a person damages an animal, a different law altogether is involved here. We're discussing if a person damages a person, an animal damages a person, or an animal damages another animal. And these are all covered by the law of knas, of fines. And the Rambam gives us a general principle which applies to all fines of the Torah, that they can only be imposed by a Jewish court which has smicha from the land of Israel. Smicha is the traditional form of rabbinic ordination dating directly back to Moshe Rabbeinu himself, that Moses gave ordination to a number of people under him, and so too that generation also gave smicha throughout the generations. However, it has already been many, many years that this ordination has lapsed. In Babylon, we have already a discussion that in the Talmud, we have a discussion in the Babylonian Talmud that they are unable to incur fines as a result of the lapse of smicha. Therefore, all of these laws regarding specific fines cannot be applied today since there is not a Jewish court with proper smicha. Nevertheless, as we have discussed on other occasions, a court today, as well as certain individuals in the city, have the right to force the person who has inflicted damage on paying back, on being mafias, of in a more rough and more estimated way, satisfying the hurt feelings of the one who has been damaged. The details of this law are explained in the 8th chapter of Baba Kama. As we mentioned at the beginning of today's shiur, we are bringing up the law of damages as it relates to neighbors, that one neighbor can damage another even through something he does on his own property, as stated in the Gemara and as the Rambam gives examples in his legal code. We have another example of damages one neighbor can do to another, described at the end of the Talmudic tractate Sukkah, where it describes that a certain watch of Kohanim, as the Kohanim were divided into 24 watches and alternate between one week and the next, one of these 24 was singled out. And the Gemara discusses why were they singled out to be punished. And one of the reasons given is because of the daughter of one of the families, that this daughter had converted away from Judaism. She had become an apostate. And the Gemara asks, just because she became an apostate, you should punish the parents? And the Gemara explains, yes, you should punish them. And the Gemara goes further, but because of this one family, you should punish the entire watch, everyone associated with them? And the Gemara concludes, Omer Abaye, Abaye said, Oy l'rosho, oy l'shcheinoi. Oy vey to a Russia, and oy vey to a wicked person, and oy to his neighbor. That the actions of the wicked person affect the neighbor as well. However, the Gemara concludes, Tevla tzaddik, tevla shcheinei. But there is good to a tzaddik, and there is good to the tzaddik's neighbor. As explained also in Pirkei Avos, that a terrible thing that could happen to a person and badly affect his behavior is a shachin ra, a bad neighbor. And a good neighbor is an obviously good influence. However, the Lubavitcher Rebbe Shlita explains this Gemara even deeper in a way that can be applied to all of us in Avedis HaAdam, helping us serve Hashem. And the Rebbe explains that when the word oy is used, this is used as an indication of deep felt pain. When a first person feels pain or dissatisfaction, he says oy. And what would be a situation that a Jew would say oy when he has done avedis, when he has transgressed God's will by some misdeed? Then he feels within him oy. He feels a pain at his distance from Hashem, and this statement of oy is a desire to do tshuva, for him to return to the ways of Hashem. And this is the idea of oy l'rasha. When he is a wicked person, he says oy, meaning he breaks the rasha, the evil within him. And specifically, he breaks the evil in a way of always turning away from evil. As the verse says, Sur meira v'asei tev. First you must turn away from doing the bad things, and then concentrate on doing more good things. So there is bitterness and regret over the bad things which have been done, but at the same time there's tev l'tzadik. There is a good feeling about the good things that are done, and additional stress is placed upon them with additional joy and additional care. And this is the meaning of the conclusion of the Gemara. When there's oy l'rasha, when there's oy to an evil person, there's oy to his neighbor as well. Who is the neighbor? Who is the neighbor? In general, klippa and ra. The evil in the world is weakened. When a Jew feels oy as a result of his bad circumstance and does tshuva and improves himself, this brings oy l'shcheinei, to the neighbor of this wickedness within the Jew. Without that he's broken the wickedness within him and done tshuva, then there's oy to all klippa, all evil in the world is weakened. And so too on the good side, when there's tev l'shcheinah, when he does good, as a result of his tshuva, tev l'tzadik, when he does good and stresses more good actions and doing it with more simcha, then there's tev l'shcheinah, there's good for his neighbor as well, that all good in the world is strengthened by the act of a Jew. And as the Rambam himself paskins in Hilchus Tshuva, that even one good thought or a good act of speech or a good deed, even one of them could outweigh the entire world, all the actions of the world, that a person must look at the world as if it is perfectly balanced. And through one slight action on his part, he could outweigh the entire actions of the world. Or may the Yeshua of Atzalah bring deliverance and saving to the world with the coming of Mashiach. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.